Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
Very big day for you today, Bridge, because you are going to be joining Annabelle from Bonora Point, one of our members of the Gold FM family. She phoned up and spoke about the swooping of magpies near where she lives.
Have you checked with legals for this? I'm being serious.
No, seriously, I know. I was worried about that last night too with Annabelle, because they're in danger too.
If you're going to walk the mile where there's swooping magpies, they can do some damage.
I know. I am packing it. I really mean it. I am really scared. Well, I think I might wet my pants.
If you do your back.
No, I think your back will be okay.
No, because you don't understand. These magpies come down hard. They're coming down from behind, so you're going to have to twist. If you flinch, have you thought this through? That's all I'm asking. Just a concerned member of the public.
I know. That's lovely of you to be concerned. Let's just go back to when Annabelle from Bonora Point did call up the other day.
Yeah.
What she had to say.
I walk from Bonora Point to Tweed City every day, and I'm the only person that gets frigging attacked.
Oh, they love you. Why do they think you're going to steal their babies?
Well, I don't know, darling, because I even changed my hair colour.
Do you really? Because of the magpies?
Because of the magpie, because I thought it might have been my blonde hair instead of the dark hair I've got.
Did they notice you?
They did. This one bird at the traffic lights yesterday.
Yeah.
It came down and it shoom. So I had to put my bloody handbag over my head.
Well, I tell you what, Annabelle, here's what we're going to do. Bridge is going to put her body on the line and come down your way and see where these magpies are swooping you and see if, it's actually happening and see if we can get that firsthand from Bridge.
Oh, okay, darling. But I tell you, I think we better go in the nude, Bridge.
Oh, I don't know.
What?
Different?
What's that got to do with it? There's no protection.
Because, Bridge, I've tried the hat the other day. I tried the umbrella and it still happened.
Oh, no, we'll sort
something out.
Without
anything protective on, I'm sorry.
No.
I am not in the Nicky Nuno, but we'll bring down a whole lot of different disguises and see if we can get past.
Oh, okay, that'd be brilliant.
That's what we're going to do. So we're going to try and see if we can outwit, outplay, outsmart the magpies.
Well, I'm on magpie alert, and that shows you all the magpie hotspots around Australia. And they've got an injury update of people going in with drawn blood on my ear, hit my forehead.
Don't. Why did you? Don't.
Because
I don't want to know.
It's all about being alert.
Oh. You can join the show anytime on 13 27 10.
All right, Glenn in Palm Beach, you have another hotspot for us.
Oh, yeah, sure do. There's one between 25th and 26th Avenue. Magpie sits up there on the power line. I go for a walk every morning, and she swooped down and give you a fright. I've seen it hitting people on bikes.
Oh gosh!
It just hangs around. Oh. It hangs around there, sitting up there waiting for someone. I think it's more of a game than anything.
Well, this is why so many people kind of want Collingwood to play finals.
Why?
Because they have something to do in September.
Oh, stop.
Well, that's it, Spider. That's true. Yeah, you're right there.
Glenn, any way about outsmarting these magpies? Because Bridge is in the firing line today. Any tips?
Well, I'm not sure, but if you give me that address of where he's going to be tomorrow down there with nothing on, I think that might be a good start.
It's not going to be pretty at all, I'm telling you. Can't speak for Annabelle, just speaking for myself.
Great to see that, I do like the footy finals because a lot of companies jump on board for different reasons. And down in Melbourne, Merriwell is launching a Richmond, a Geelong and an Essendon burger. So the yellow and black burger, they're calling it.
Ooh.
And, people just try and, or local companies try and work out any way they can get involved in football.
You know, it's like State of Origin.
Yeah.
And they do blue stuff.
Yeah, they do
stuff.
The pies for State of Origin or drinks. So, it is good, especially if it's your local town, and a certain percentage of every burger sold, of course, then they donate money to the local charity, which is always
That's
good.
Awesome.
So I thought, we are doing the best of the Gold Coast, and a couple of weeks ago, the Fat Chicken. Oh, I mean, last week, Fat Chicken won the best burger on the Gold Coast.
Yes, it did.
They did. Yep.
And it would be great to have a Gold Coast Suns or a Gold Coast Titans burger.
Right.
So okay. I thought,
because they've got no hope of making finals, let's just
celebrate by eating them.
Exactly. Mm. So let's celebrate the Gold Coast Suns. But what would be in like a Suns and a Titans burger? And I had a thought.
Mm.
The Suns, the Suns would be sourdough. just the players, just a bit that way at the moment.
Oh.
It'd be a single chicken breast. They'll represent Gary Ablett, you know.
Oh.
No, because that's the best part of the bird before it takes flight into Melbourne.
Yes.
Barbecue sauce, because that's what they did to the coach. They barbecued Rocket a little bit. Big pickle, because that's what they're in right now. Swiss cheese, because their side has so many holes in it. Put Swiss cheese in it, and shoestring fries are served with a nice lemonade.
Yes.
And the Gold Coast Titans. What would make up a good Gold Coast Titans?
I don't even want to start. No.
It would have blade steak. Tough, hard to swallow. Have grilled leeks, because that's what happens there. Jalapenos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because they have one hot player, but no one likes him. And mushrooms, which are the fans, kept in the dark and fed bullcrap all day. So that'd be the perfect burger. And that'd be, of course, served with curly fries and Coke.
Oh, yeah. Bridge and Spider.
Excitement overload.
Well,
there is a pregnancy in the royal family.
How cool is that, though, honestly?
It's lovely. We need to talk to Hugh Whitfield, who is the Europe correspondent for Channel 7, to talk more about the royal baby with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Hugh, very, very exciting. The whole world has stopped. We can't believe it. There is a pregnancy in the royal family.
Yes, the third one for the Cambridges, guys. Good morning. They were forced to make this announcement, Kate and Will, today because Kate had to pull out of an engagement in North London with this acute morning sickness. This morning sickness that leaves her bedridden, the same as she had with George and Charlotte. So that forced them to break the news today, probably a little bit earlier than they would have liked because we do think that she's less than 12 weeks.
The poor thing, every time she must fall pregnant, she must go, oh no, because she gets it really badly. I think, Hugh, with some of the other morning sickness cases too, she had to be hospitalised, she was that bad.
Yeah, well, remember back to when she was pregnant with George, she was in hospital and that's when a whole series of events surrounding her happened. So she's being cared for right now at Kensington Palace. We know that this severe form of morning sickness leaves women bedridden. Sometimes they need a drip.
Yeah.
No doubt they're bringing in all the help that they can. The hope is, though, that she'll be well enough to get out of bed to take George to school on Thursday for his first day of big school.
Aww.
Yeah, big school it is, but it must be putting a little bit of pressure on Harry. Harry just delivering nothing in that department at the moment.
Yeah, pretty quiet on that front. Well, I think most of us expected when there was a hint of some news from the palace today that it might have been an engagement.
Yes.
Harry, I reckon, is probably not too fussed about this news. He's probably a little bit happy. He's been bumped down the line of succession down to 6 now when this baby's born. So a little bit of the pressure off him there too.
Oh.
He doesn't have to worry about being king.
Well, Prince George is at number 3, Prince William at 2, Charles at 1, of course, currently Queen Elizabeth.
It bumps Harry back.
It does. He's at number 6.
Cranky Harry.
Oh, okay. Mm. But also that means also he'd be on uncle duties a bit more though, wouldn't it, Hugh?
Yeah, more kids to look after, more presents to buy, birthdays. And George and Charlotte are going to have to make sure that they know how to share as well.
That's a good point.
Look, they've got one of each. They've got a girl and a boy. The bookies here in London are paying even money on girl or boy, but the favourite name at this stage is Alice, so a lot of money coming in for the girl.
Yeah, Alice is at 7-1, Arthur's at 10-1, then you go down to Diana, 25-1.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe it. Wayne is 500-1.
Oh, no way.
Well, last time around they were offering odds on Kylie, and they're not offering odds this time on Kylie, unfortunately. So I'm going to have a chat to some of the bookies here to get them to put it in.
I think Kate's just going to try until she has a baby that looks like her. They all look exactly like Will, but I tell you, she's not showing. I've showed more after a bowl of pasta. She is she's flat as a tack, but I do want to know, and I'm not too sure. Do they live in the separate area? I never know, because if they all live together, is the Queen's room near theirs? Because that's awkward.
Yeah.
You know, the Queen's going, oh, God, no. What night did that happen? You know, that's awkward. I hope I didn't hear anything.
Welcome back 12 you know, weeks from today.
And Prince Philip,
Well, he's too deaf. He wouldn't hear anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Do they all live together? Because that's, I mean, I would never want to, you know, make that happen under Grandma's roof.
No, I don't think it would have happened under Grandma's roof because, of course, Her Majesty, the time is in Buckingham Palace or Windsor, and the Cambridges have moved into Kensington Palace, which is probably about 2 km away. So there's a bit of distance. We don't really know when this could have happened. We do know that they had that time away in Poland and Germany a couple of months ago. So, yeah, but maybe a little bit before that. We never know.
You know, the sad thing is, if you go back 12 weeks, that was actually the Queen's birthday.
They could have all been together. Oh, yuck.
Hey.
Oh, they could have been in the guest room.
She was blowing out the candles.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Hugh. Thank you. Yeah. Everyone's going crazy for the royal pregnancy. Thanks so much. Europe correspondent for Channel 7, Hugh Whitfield with Bridge and Spider, Gold FM.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.